here this morning.
很高兴可以看到每一个人在这里一起聚会。
It's wonderful to know that we can come into the house of God and here we can please God with our worshiping, our praise, and our singing.
在神的殿中，在神的家中，可以在这里一起来赞美敬拜，不管是诗歌，不管是神的话语，我们实在是一个很美妙的事情。
And now,I'm going to talk to you about something else that pleases the heart of God.
那我要谈一谈是什么可以让神的心得喜悦呢？
Can he put up 1 Chronicles 1 through 17?
历代志上第29章，我们打开旧约历代志上。
We have a lengthy reading this morning, but I think we sort of need to read this.
那我们今天早上可能需要一个很大的篇章，我们需要来好好的念它。历代志上第二十九章。
Actually, I go into this message, and I ask the Lord just to help me to feel the joy of what He is trying to do for His children in this. There is tremendous joy in pleasing God, in whatever area it is.
当我在预备这个信息的时候呢，我求神给我一个满满的这种满意的喜乐来享受这一段经节。当我们能够让神欢心的时候，就是我们欢喜，我们有喜乐的时候。
David was truly in love with God.
大卫是很爱神的。
From the time he was a young man, as a shepherd boy looking at the stars, and from his heart, the depths of his heart,praising God with his poetry and song.
大卫在年少看羊的时候呢，举目看天上的星星，他就可以写出一首非常美的赞美神的诗歌。
Through his years, as he began to grow up, he praised God and always gave God the glory and the honor.
长大之后，继续的写很多的诗歌来荣耀神，来赞美，来感谢神。
And now he had subdued all of the countries around him.
那现在到这个地步呢，大卫已经是一个掌权者了。
And there was a desire and a longing in David's heart. I believe that it was there a long time.
那我相信这个。大卫对主的那种渴慕跟爱呢，是长久以来就已经这样子的。
You know how you get something inside of you, and it's like a vision or something, and you wish, oh, I could see this happen.
很多时候呢，我们会怀着一种意向，一种好像你的一个对未来的一个景象的意愿，然后你就很希望这个能够真的能够成就。
And so, this longing in his heart, this vision.
这样的。意象在他的心里面，这样的渴慕在他的心里面。
Was to see a house built for God.
就是见到神的殿可以被建立起来。
The ark of the covenant that would be there.
那这个约柜会在那里。
The beauty of this house that would give glory to God.
神的约柜的这个这个约的象征在那里，然后呢，这个神的殿的美也在那里。
And he was so anxious for it.
他好很希望快一点把这样的一个殿建起来。
So he said to Nathan the prophet, he said, I want to build a house for God.
他就对这个祭司这个拿单说呢，我要为神建殿。
And so many times, as maybe the preacher speaks off the top of his head, he said, that's a good idea, David, that you would build a house for God.
那很多传道人也会像这样的一个很快的就觉得说，这是很好的动机，很好啊，为神建殿当然是好的，很快的就去回话。
But that night,Nathan had a dream.
但是问题是拿单就在那晚上做了一个梦
whatever it was.
他有了一个启示。
And God told Nathan, No, I do not want David to build my house because he has too much blood on his hands.
神很清楚地让拿单知道说呢，我不要大卫帮我建殿，他手上有太多人的血。
I want his son Solomon, who didn't know anything about war because it was all over.
我要是大卫的儿子，是那个没有经历过这些战争的这样的一个儿子，所罗门来帮我建。
Nathan went back to David and told David this, and I'm sure there must have been real disappointment in David's heart.
那一听到这样的一个消息呢，拿单跟他讲之后呢，我相信大卫里面一定很失望。
But even though he knew he could not build it, there was something driving in him that said, "Okay, I will get the the things prepared and begin to prepare for this beautiful temple to our God.
即使呢，这个大卫呢没有办法，他没有被容许来为神建殿，可是他心里面那种爱呢，对神的爱呢，触动他说，至少我可以预备，把这个建殿的材料什么都预备好。
So the very first verse says that David the king said unto the congregation, Solomon my son, God has chosen.
首先他公布说，我儿子所罗门才是神所选要建殿的人。
Now he said, my son is very young and tender.
可是他很年幼，他会还很没有经验。
But the work is great.
可是这个工程太大了。
Because this palace or this temple is not for man, it's for God.
第29章的第一节那里说，这个殿不是为人，乃是为耶和华神建造的，这工程非常大。So
we see David had a tremendous vision for this temple.
所以大卫对这个建殿的这个意象，这样的一个远远的，那这样的一个意愿呢，是很清楚的。So
he said, now I am preparing with all my might for the house of the Lord.
所以他说我尽力的，第二节说我要很尽力的来为这个建殿的预备来做来努力。He
wasn't going to make it out of mud. He wasn't going to even make it out of wood. He was going to make it where it would be gold, he said. And silver and brass and iron and the wood of the things of iron. And he went on to talk about the stones that was to be set, the glittering stones, the divisor's colors and all manner of precious stone and marble. What a beautiful group of building.
你可以看到第二节看到这个要建殿的材料建材。 不是一般的这种泥土，或者是我们讲的水泥，而是往下面你看的话，铜器、金器、铁器，这些还有宝石，你可以看想象说这么一个殿建起来多么的美。I
can remember when I was building, when we were building the school.
我记得我建学校的时候。And
our building materials began to pile up.
我们的建材就一堆一堆的来，就堆起来。We
had iron rods that already were sort of rusty.
那摆在那里的建材，那个铁放太久了，那钢铁呢已经在生锈了。Cement
blocks.
然后也有一些水泥，有一些砖。Bags
of cement.
好多袋的这个水泥。But
now let's vision what's in front, what's there being gathered up for the temple of God.
那你想想这些建材，如果把它想想它怎么凑起来的时候。 不一样的,
there was gold in one
金的,
pile, and silver,
银的,
and brass,
铜的,
and beautiful stones,
然后宝石,
all these beautiful things, and the iron that make it stable.
铁是让它可以稳固，非常坚固。
Then let's look on at what he says here in the third verse.
第三节,
I have set my affection to the house of my Lord.
因为我心中爱慕我神的殿。He
said, I have of my own proper good of gold and silver, and I'm going to give it to the house of God.
因为这种爱慕呢，我就愿意把我自己的金也好、银也好给神。In
other words, there have been those who have brought me beautiful gifts from afar.
或许呢，这些东西是从外国进贡进来给我当礼物的。And
those that maybe had mined gold and shipped it in by the ships.
它是从金矿里面存积起来的。And
silver. And it would come into the King David as gifts and tribute from these other places.
那这些可能都是由国外来进贡给他的一些贡品。
They were David's.
是大卫的，是属于大卫的。He
was the king.
他是王。It
was his property.
是他拥有的，拥有物。But
let us notice what he says here. Because of the affection of my heart, I gave of that gold and that silver to the house.
因为我对神的殿的这么的爱慕，所以我把我自己的这一些很宝贵的金银宝石呢，全部拿出来。And
he said, I'm going to give it, and I'm going to give above what it needs.
而且呢，不但是给而已，要给，就是说，所需要的我都要给。Now
let me just tell you what he gave.
那我们来看看他给什么。He
gave 110 tons of gold.
那这里呢，可能他会形容的这个量的这种单位会跟我们不一样哈。 所以我们看一下我们中午的圣经，就是尔斐金三千他连德
and 260 tons of silver.
然后呢，银子是七千。
And that was for the walls of the house.
那这个是这个砌墙用的。
And it went on to say the gold for the things of gold and the silver for the things of silver and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of those who can make it and who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord.
金子是为了做金器用的，银子为做银器用的，而且都要请那些巧匠，那些金砖的这些人来做。那接下去呢，他说我给这样子，那有谁乐意的就把你自己的也给出来。
And now let's see what the others are saying, the sixth verse.
第六节。
Then the chief of the fathers and the princes of the tribes of Israel, the captains by thousands and hundreds, and the rulers of the king's work offered willingly.
这么一呼吁呢，到了第六节的时候就告诉我们所有的这些不管首领、千夫长、百夫长、监工的这些官长哈，都乐意献上。
They gathered together 190 tons of gold.
总共呢起来有第七节以下，你可以自己看哈，这些所有的。
And they got 185 pounds of silver, of drams, whatever that is.
金子五千，银子一千，它的单位是他连德，铜啊一万八千。
375 tons of silver.
银子哈。
675 tons of brass.
铜。
And 3,750 tons of iron.
铁十万。
You say, why are you reading this? Because
为什么你要跟我们念这些呢？我要让你看到。
How these people gathered behind the king.
你可以看到这些人好像就是大卫一呼吁呢，大卫一做啊一带头做呢，大家都这样子很踊跃的来拥护这样的一个事情。
You see, they had the right perspective.
他们有正确的一个看法。
This palace is not for man, it's for God.
这个殿不是给人的，是为神建造的。
It's for God to be worshipped.
是为了敬拜神的。
It's a place where the people can come and pray and glorify God.
是为了人可以百姓可以到神的殿中来祷告而且赞美他。
It really meant something to them.
如果是为了神的缘故的话，对我们这群百姓就太有意义了。
The word of God says that whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto man.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，如果你要不管你做什么，为主而做，为神的荣耀而做，不是为人做。
And this is the basic concept that God wants us to understand about giving.
这个是我们给予，我们奉献的时候，神要我们很基本的一个认知。
When He asks us to give and we give it out of love for Jesus.
是出于我们对主耶稣的爱，我们愿意给予。
A missionary came to his home church.
有一个宣教师回到他自己的家乡的教会。
And one of the men came up to him and said, I will give you £5. This was in England. £5 because it's for you, for your work.
那有一个他教会的弟兄一个人就跟他说呢，我愿意给你五英镑哈，很多这个五英镑呢，专门是给你的。
He said, I don't want it.
他说那我不要。
It's my work.
因为呢，这是我的该做的工作。
And the man was stunned, and then he realized. He said,
这个人就知道说
"I will give you £10 for God's work."
这个人一听呢，他就自己有一点领悟了哈，就说这样好了，我给十英镑是给神的。
You see, when we feel like we're giving to man, we're going to expect.
因为当我们给人的时候，我们就会期待人。
But when we give to God,
你给神的时候
，and recognize it's for Him and His work,
是为了他还有他的事工。
What a difference that is!
就有不同的这种期待。
You see, our whole purpose in giving is not to please man, nor receive honor from man. It's to bring honor.To God.
我们的真正神的儿女的给予呢，不是针对人，是针对神，而且把这种荣耀、荣誉呢带来给神。
So you see, when I give, you know, some people say, well, where is it going? Who's going to take care of it? How they go? That doesn't matter to me. When I give as unto the Lord, and whatever they do with it, that's going to be their problem.
我的给的态度是这样的哦, 如果我给了, 我跟神的关系, 我已经, 啊, 给出去了, 那到底管理人, 怎么管理, 怎么应用呢, 他们的事情, 他们跟神的关系, 我不会在乎怎么怎么用。
Now I'm talking about in all of our respects of giving.
那我在讲的是, 不是只有说这个圣殿, 是所有我们所有的奉献的方面的, 这种观念。
Because giving was a great part of the Word of God.
给予是神他话语里面很重要的一部分。
It wasn't just discovered during this generation, you know.
不是只有这一代才发现, 哦, 这里要给,
那里要给。 Tithes and offering didn't spin out from these mega churches, no.
十分之一的奉献不是只有这个时代才发现的, 长久来就这样做的。
This is something that God ordained.
是神所高摩审所设定的。
You see, we have a lot of misconceptions about this in the church.
很多时候我们教会中也有一些不对的想法。
And that's why we need to get our perspective in the right place.
所以我们一定要调整, 让我们的这种看法是正确的看法, 对于建殿的看法。
Whatever I give for the work of God.
对于奉献的看法, 不管我什么时候要给, 是针对神给神的。
Whether it is to buy a sandwich for a homeless person, or whether it's to give of my means according to what I have made to God, we're giving it all to God.
如果我给了有人用它来买一个给那些没有家可归没有饭吃的人的话，那一个午餐或什么给他的话，我也觉得，因为我是给神的。 是让他来，就是为了荣耀他用的。
You say, when God instituted giving, what did he use it for?
那我们给神到底做什么呢?
What did he used it for was, he used it for the Levites and the priests.
在旧约时代的奉献是给那些专门在施圣职的这些就是祭司、立位人。
He gave them no land.
因为他们没有产业，没有地产。
The tribe of Levi had no man. They lived in the suburbs around the temple.
那立位族的他们的住的就是在神给特定给的一些区域里面，他们没有自己拥有的地产。
And those Levites and priests lived. Their families lived by what the people did for them.
立位人跟祭司怎么维持生活呢？就是要靠着这些他服侍这些人来提供他。
They would bring the first fruits, the very best.
他们把首生最好的那一份拿来献上给神。
They would, when they brought their offerings, and when these offerings were put on the fire, it was, parts of it was given to the Levites.
那些拿来献祭的，好的。
So they could feed their family.
这些礼物呢，部分是要来 就是让这个立位主或者是这个祭司得到保住。
Now I want you to keep that in mind as we go on to speak about how God ordained giving, not for himself. Don't you think God could provide for them if he wanted to?
那我要在这里要给你一个，让你一个有一个正确的观念，就是说呢，上帝怎么在计划他的这种，好像这种为，就是好像提供的这样的一个计划。 难道神没有能力去提供那给那些祭司跟立位人吗？
God's work always has a direction.
但是呢，神总是会有他的方向。
Something he is working and dealing with his people.
那他呢，对于他的百姓总有一些管理的一些方法。
They had the right intensity. They wanted to give what they wanted to. It was a preparation for not man's house, not David's house, but for God's house.
他们对于这个要建的这个殿有正确的观念。
You see, God, he uses what we give.
我们给了，神就要用它。
Because he commands us to give.
因为他吩咐我们要去给予。
He commands us to give it into the proportion of our ability to give.
他把我们的这个哪一些要献上的呢，都给我们就是跟我们成名呢。比如说你的能力，你的能力以内的，你要给。Now
in the Old Testament, he set down a rate of 10% of what they had.
在旧约的时候呢，10%
of their first, of the very first.
就是把你的你有的十分之一要拿来归给神。
And so now today we say, well, I don't have to give 10%. No, now we have to give all.
那今天你说，那我们今天这个新约的时代不用吧？
You mean all my salary?
但是呢, 是你全部的都要给神。
I don't mean all of your salary.
我不是说你所有的薪水都要给神。
He doesn't set a 10% limit on us.
但是呢, 这个十分之一呢, 不是一个说你只能限这样子。
Now he says it's according to what you have.
在新约圣经里面告诉我们说, 按照你所有, 你自己酌量的。
He said, those whom I give much, I'm going to demand much, but those I give little, I will demand just a little.
多给的就多受赐福, 少给的就少受赐福。
So we see then that this thing of the intensity now is a fact I must do what God wants me to do.
所以接下来你要有一个正确的一个观念, 说我应该给神要我给的酌那个量, 该正确的量我要酌定。
Now giving isn't just money, you know.
我告诉你，给的时候不是只有在指你的钱。
That's what hurts us the most. But giving isn't the money.
讲钱很伤感情的。
Giving is whatever your hand is set to do, you do it with all of your might.
我的意思是说，你手上有能力的。
Whatever God gives us to do, whatever, wherever it is, we do it in word and deed in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
不管在哪里, 不管做什么, 不然给什么, 就是为了神的荣耀而做。
So this is where it is in our lives of giving. It is the intensity of what are we giving to the Lord.
这个我们要酌量, 把我们自己给神。
And then he went on to say, I have set my affections to the house of God.
接下来我们要有这种对神的爱, 这种感情的爱, 有正确的, 当我们奉献的要有那种正确的爱。
Today, we have to sort of say, where is my interest?
那我们要好好的反省一下, 我的那个喜欢在哪里, 我的兴趣在哪里。
A good friend of mine, she gave quite a bit of money to a school.
我有一个朋友呢, 他把他大部分的钱都, 给学校,
so that they might have scholarships.
好让他能够有一个这种, 就是这个, 奖学金。
The school took her money and put it into Enron or into some of those
那这个学校为了要管理这笔钱, 可能一大笔, 这笔钱就把它放在这个, 投资里面, 股票里面。
And they lost all.
没有想到, 全部都没有了。
I knew the woman very well.
我认识这个给钱的这个人。
She was very tight.
那她本来是一个很对钱很小气的人。
If she had known that, she would rolled over in her grave today.
如果她知道她的钱这样子的话, 她可能会从坟墓里面滚, 就这样子爬出来。
But her interest actually in those years that she lived was her stocks and her bonds and the things that she had and when she died, she didn't know she was, just before she died, she realized she was almost a millionaire.
那在她生前呢, 事实上她的新的兴趣就在那些股票, 所以学校帮她做的也是她喜欢的, 就股票投资那一些。 但是呢, 在她快要结束之前呢, 她就有上百万了。
So when she, before she died, she gave this very large amount to this school, thinking, well, now I know where my, you know, my money's going, and lo and behold, it was a stock market that took it.
最后的结论是我把现在所有赚的这些钱呢, 就拿到好像说我做一个交代了, 神啊,我给你了, 就没有想到还是落入这个股票里面。
Now, I have nothing against stock markets or bonds or working in them, but I'm just saying, is that all of our interest?
我的意思不是说我反对你们去投资或者去经营你的钱, 但是我要告诉我提醒你的是, 你的心里的兴趣在哪里? 是有那些吗?
I have an aunt that never worked a day in her life.
那我有一个姨妈, 她从来没有工作过。
Her husband, of course, he was a laborer and he had a mechanic's job and he did very well.
她先生因为有一个很好的这种机械的工作, 所以的, 非常好。
He inherited a small inheritance from his aunt.
那这个, 我这个姨丈呢, 她有承受一些上面来的产业。
And for the next years of my aunt's life, the only interest she had was to follow the banks that gave the greatest interest.
所以呢, 我这个姨妈呢, 她所有的生活的工作就是看着哪一边的银行的那个利息比较高, 就在注意。
She let her home go. She was very careful about anything she would buy. I would have to really
很小心的, 买东西很谨慎。
She never lived. The only thing she lived for was that bank account.
那她活着的整个活着的一个目标呢，就是她的这个银行存款的数目。
I mean that from my heart.
我这样跟你讲是真的哈，从心里。
They never went on trips, Harley. They never did anything.
她从来没有去玩过。
She wouldn't even buy an air conditioner that she needed.
有时候呢，连这个这个什么 air condition 这个冷气都不买的哈。
It was pitiful.
这个是不是很可惜、很可怜吗
？All my life.I remember I had two cousins and myself were the closest of the relations of the cousins.
我有表兄弟。
And I was very shy of my aunt. I didn't bother with her much.
那因为我跟这个我要讲这个姨妈哈，跟她不是很亲。
Even as I was young, I knew her.
从小我就认识这个姨妈。
And I remember when she said to my mother told me, she said, why doesn't Jenny, they called me Jenny, they said, why doesn't Jenny come around? Why doesn't she fool, you know, why doesn't she?
她常跟我妈妈抱怨说为什么 我这个 Jenny 这个侄女呢外甥女呢都不来找我。
So my mother said, well, to tell you the truth, it's because she's afraid you'll think she's after your money.
她说呢我告诉你我告诉你实话我的女儿很怕你以为她去找你是为了拿你的钱。
And my aunt's reply to her was,Not, well, if it was Mary or Sharon, I believe it, but not her.
那姨妈就说呢，放心放心，我给的是某某人，不会是你的女儿经理。
If she's going to believe it of them, she's going to believe it of me. You know, her whole interest.
所以她的整个人生的那个重点、焦点、兴趣就在那里。
Where is our interest?
你的心到底在哪里？
Is it just in making a name?Is it just to get power?
名声吗?
Is it just to have a large bank account?
你的这个银行存款吗?
Is it to be one that gets what I want any way I can get it?
一天到晚都在想说我要怎么争取我要就是要。
You see, we have to watch what is the interest and what is the affection of our heart.
你的那个情感的投注在哪里?
He said, lay not up your treasures upon earth.
圣经告诉我们要把你的财宝存在天上。
Where moth and rust does corrupt.
因为呢在地上呢会被虫咬会被小偷偷。
Now I just thought that was a figure of speech.
我以为这个是一个比喻而已。
But one day in Taiwan,
但是有一次在台湾的时候有一个女孩子。
Brought a $6,000 that the moths had, or paper bugs had eaten holes in.
把6000块的美金拿来给我发霉还有 虫蛀的那个洞都看得到。因为圣经这样讲是描述真的有这回事
Or were thieves and they break through and steal but lay
在地上的话没有宝藏
But lay up treasures in heaven
把你的财宝积在天上
For Jesus knew that that was the wise thing to do
因为耶稣知道这是才是聪明的一个做法
And the very joy that he can give us
那你当你这样的积财宝天上的时候 你得到喜乐
So we need a right direction A right principle
你要有正确的原则当你在得的时候正确的原则而且要正确的方向
You know actually It isn't how much we have
不是在于你有多少
It isn't how big our bank account Or how big our estates
不在于你的这个银行存款到底有多少
With God those things are immaterial They don't mean anything
你不要以为神很在意我们的物质对神是一点都没有意义的
But it's always the attitude of the heart
而是神在意我们的态度我们的心
That's where it comes
那是神很在意的
I know wealthy people that love the Lord
我也知道认识很多很有钱的人很爱主
Happy people, giving people
很喜乐很容易给
And I knew one man honestly I think I was at his table one day and he got to thinking about some kind of a enterprise and it looked like machines going around in his head I could almost see them
那有一次我在跟一个就是一个男士在一起我就看到他里面在想什么
There are actually people that can make money They know how to do it God has given them a tremendous gift
他们是很精明的很能去就是去经营很非常精明的
And so therefore it's our attitude What we do with it
不管怎么样你的心里的态度是最重要的
And you see, David became a righteous example.
这个大卫成为树立了一个非常正确的一个非常好的一个模范。
Now, as I was talking about my aunt, I realized that I came from that family.
那我谈到我刚才那个姨妈，事实上我是从这个家庭的环境出来的。
We came from some Scotch origin.
那这个苏格兰吗？
Had an uncle that was just like that.
我的那种遗传的背景，苏格兰吗
Not, ？Maybe it's bad.
对哈，苏格兰哈，这个背景哈，我有一些远，就我的亲人是这样的背景。
And those of you who knew me now would not believe this, but I was as tight as I could be.
你现在看到了我，跟想到以前的我，你可能会不相信，我以前也是很小气。
Oh, I watch my money carefully.
哦，我当然非常谨慎的用我的钱。
I didn't have much.
我实在没有很多钱，但是我还是很谨慎的用我的钱。
I went to Bible school and I got a car.
那我就去因为我要上那个圣经学校，我就买了一部车子。
And I thought to myself, now I'm going to Bible school to, you know, you do all kinds of things. I'm going to Bible school to prepare for him.
我就计划说我要去圣经学校，我是为神预备我自己。
And I have more expense since I've gotten this car.
那为了买这部车，我有很多的花费。
So I believe the Lord won't expect my tithe.
所以神应该不会让我还要我再捐那十分之一吧。
Because I'm training for him.
我把人都给神了，我还要奉献十分之一吗？
Now the first year I had tithe, I had given my money, and by the end of the summer, everything was paid up.
那第一年我还是继续的奉献。那到了夏天的时候，一切都还好，都付出的非常的平衡。
But the next year I got my car, and the next 4 years accumulated bills after bills after bills in the school.
那当我买了这部车，开始有这种想法的时候呢，账单不断的来。
Took me several years to get them paid up.
要付上好几年的代价才可以把这个账付完。
That's how they first started dealing with me.
那这里呢是神开始在处理我的问题的时候。
I went to Antigua as my first work, and I got $75 a month.
那我去 Antigua 这个宣教工厂的时候呢，我一个月有75块美金。
And many times I saved $30 of it for the month.
我就把30块存下来。
And so I kept going, you know, my little here, my little there.
我很会存哈，75块可以存一半。
Finally, I got to Grand Cayman.
当我到这个另外一个 Cayman 这个岛的时候
，I was standing in the Bank of Canada, getting ready to get my accounts.
我已经
checking account and my little savings.
我已经在那个银行准备好要立两个账户，一个是就是开支票的，一个就是可以存起来的存钱的。
And as I stood there, the Lord spoke to my heart.
主对我的心说话。
No savings account.
不要开那个或要存钱的这个账户了。
Well, I began my little arguments, my
我心里面就有一些不服，有一些争执，有一些借口。
But when I got up to the desk, I just got a checking account.
一直到我站在这个帮我办这个account 这个人的前面的时候，我就只有办这个支票的支户头。
It's really wonderful how God begins to deal with us, you know.
你知道吗？神愿意这样慢慢的对付我，是很好的。
Step by step,
把我这个很小气的。
He had something wonderful.
拉得紧紧的这个手慢慢帮我一步一步的把我拉开他因为他前面为我很预备很美好的前面的道路
Other things I'm sure happened but I came up to a place where we were building the school
那到一个地步我们需要建学校
Now I made around $3,000 a year
那个时候一年我有3000的美金的收入
Something like that I think I was getting about $300 when I went there
那好像一个月大概有300不到300快要300
And so my co-worker, she was taking an offering for the school.
我的同工呢就开始在为这个建校这个事情呢在募款。
We were taking the offering for the roof.
为了这个屋顶先募款。
And they're taking it up and you know this one's giving and this one's giving.
所以认捐啦齁你要认捐多少你认捐多少就是等一下先登记以后我慢慢给。
Still small voice said,
里面那个小小的声音告诉我
I want you to give $1,000.
捐上认捐1000块。
You might as well knock me over the head.
这个声音在我几乎是要倒下去了哈。
I only made $3,000 a year.
我一年才3000。
And God wanted me to give $1,000.
你要我给1000。
And so,I had to do what God wanted me to do.
但是我还是需要听神的。
And so as I could, I paid off that.
所以我认了，认捐了，然后我就慢慢的把它付清。
And little by little,
就这样子，一点一点的，神在教导我。
I began to find the joy of giving.
我从这种给予当中呢，找到喜乐。
And that's where it's at.
这个就是原来这是喜乐的源头。
You see, He's not asking this because He wants to be hard on us.
他要求我们神有这样子的一个教导吩咐跟要求不是因为他对我们很严厉
He wants to do something for us.
因为他要为你预备一些很丰富的事情
And God needs right examples.
那神总是在找人有正确的榜样
Now David was a right example.
大卫就是这个非常好的典范
David was so in love with God.
他太爱神了
So wanted the house of the Lord.
太期待神的殿被建立起来所以他就尽全力的给予出去
And as they saw that pile up and as they saw what the king gave, the others began to give until it multiplied and multiplied.
大家看着大卫王把这些材料都捐出来的时候呢大家就好就是好像一个效法的一个行为就大家都这样做了。
And then we see where they were willing to consecrate their service unto the Lord.
那他们对于的这个神的这种服侍神敬拜神呢有一个这种正确的一个态度。
Now, the English statement, consecrate his service, its meaning is filling his hand.
那在我们中文的圣经没有这个。
I'm not sure if it's a Greek or the Hebrew, but yeah, the meaning is filling his hand.
在这里是把你的生命给神，我们中文圣经这样翻。但是呢，在这个原文里面有这种让你的手满满的给神。
You see, giving becomes a personal relationship with you and God.
那这种给予的时候呢，在你跟神之间会建立一种关系。
So when I consecrate my service, I am filling His hand with what He is needing to do.
当我的心里有这种意愿要给神的时候呢，我总是给他满满的。
Are we willing to fill His hand?
你愿不愿意？
Are we willing to consecrate ourselves?
你真的愿意献上吗
？And all that we have.
你真的愿意献上你所有的吗
？And then we see there was a right response.
然后我们看到有一种正确的回应。
All of them began to give.
大家给
unto the Lord.
一直给给主。
And so as we begin to offer willingly to God.
如果你甘心乐意的给
Lord, because He doesn't like anyone that grudgingly gives into you.
我们知道神不要我们有做难勉强的给
Would you like somebody to come up and give you a gift and say, I really don't want you to have this, but
你希望有人来给你东西说我实在是很不情愿给你这样你希望这样吗
I hated to spend the money for
我实在是
this, It's your birthday.
希望我不用去发这个钱，可是因为你的生日不买不行。你希望这样吗
？You see, that's how some people. That's how you know.
很多人是这样给的，你知道吗
？I gave the Lord my tenth, but I think inside it was sort of grudgingly I gave my money.
要把这十分之一献出去，好为难哦，好勉强。
There was no joy in that.
在那里就没有喜乐了。
There's no joy in grudgingly doing anything for God.
没有甘心，没有乐意的心来为神做。
Well, now the church asked me to do this, and I've got to do it. But boy, do I hate to do it.
那当神要我做的时候，我做了。可是呢，有时候心里面真的是不甘心。
You know, I'm sorry they ever put me in this job.
有时候呢，有人就这样的回应说。我真的希望我不用做这个事情。
So you know what you're doing? You're working away without getting anything for your work.
你知道吗？你这样子不甘心做的时候，你等于就没有接受任何的回报了。
Because God loves a cheerful giver.
因为神要的是一个甘心乐意的奉献。
This is a time we can praise the Lord.
是你用来感谢、来赞美神的时候。
We can lift up our hearts and say thank you, God.
你把这个献上是你跟神说神啊谢谢你给我。
There is a reason why he wants us to give.
为什么神要我们给他呢
?He wants us to give so that he could give.
因为你给他他就可以回给。
He tells us, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly.
因为呢种的多就收的多。
But he that sows bountifully will reap
少种的 少收然后多种的多收
And so what he is saying here is that if you sow bountifully you're going to reap
如果你多多的种那你就很丰富的收成
Someday your bread will be on the waters and someone will help you
有一天或许你今天你给有一天呢别人会给你
You see, the more we are willing to give, the more He blesses.
你越甘心的给，你越得到祝福。
And then the more He blesses, the more we're able to give.
他越给你祝福，你就越可以给多一点。
And the more that we're able to give is praising God for what He has given.
你越能够给的多，等于是在赞美，在荣耀你的神。
Let's look back in our scripture for a moment.
我们再回到我们的经节，历代志上第二十九章。
Because they understood something.
他们真的是明白理解一些事情。
Find it in the last part. I think it's in
二十九章。
Let's look at verse 15 or 16 and 17.
十六跟十七节，二十九章历代志上二十九章十六十七。好，我们一起来念来。耶和华我们的神啊，我们预备这许多材料，要为你的圣名建造殿宇，都是从你而来，都是属你的。我的神啊，我知道你鉴察人心，喜悦正直，我以正直的心乐意献上这一切。现在我喜欢见你的名，在这里都乐意奉献于你。
You see, it's all thine anyhow, David said.
都是你的，都是你的。不管我给，即使你给我权力给你，也是你的。
As a child of God, I've given myself to Him.
身为神的儿女，我把自己献上。
And all of it belongs to Him.
因为所有的，包括我今天的这样的一个生命，都是你的。
But even as an unbeliever, everything that you have, it says every good and perfect gift cometh from the Father above.
即使你还没有认识这位神呢，事实上圣经告诉我们，所有的美好的恩赐都是从天上的父亲给你的。
As those people in New Orleans today.
我们今天来看一看那些在纽奥良那边的人。
Those was working in good jobs.
他们有很好的工作。
Getting good money, living in good homes.
他们有很好的收入，有很好的家庭。
But today the job is gone.
那今天呢怎么样？工作没有了。
Maybe some of their money is beginning to run out.
那些钱呢已经开始在透支
了。Their bills are piling up.
因为呢账单一直来。
They don't realize that we live on the thin edge of disaster all the time.
你要知道我们在这样的一个时代，是一个在邪恶的时代，而且是在尾端的这个时代呢，有各种的灾难。
Whether it's the storms, whether it's our health,
风暴也好，你的健康也好。
Whether it is the stocks and bonds,
不管是你的投资也好。
Whether it is the world's conditions,
还是世界整个的情
况也好。We all live on a thin line of disaster.
我们现在是在一个非常紧张，就是战战兢兢的样一个时代。
In the internet news, there was an article there that says, "Is the apocalypse coming?" Is the end time coming?
这个网络里面呢。我调出来一个文章说这个世界末日来到了吗？
And it began to count the last 10 months the disasters that has happened one after another after another.
为什么他们这样
子说呢？ Hundreds of thousands have been killed this year.
因为他们把过去十个月来在各个世界各地呢说发生过的这些灾难还有死伤的人呢都把它算出来，他们发出一个问题，难道世界的末日来了吗？
We can feel very secure one moment and next moment we don't know what might happen.
这一刻你觉得我很好很安全，下一刻你可能就不这样觉得了。
And that's why David said it's all yours.
所以大卫有一个很正确的观点，说主啊，不管怎么样这个都是你的，我给的都是你给的。
And no, it says he doesn't try your bank account, he doesn't try your interest, he tries the heart. He knows what's in our
heart. 记得神试验的，他要查验的不是你的银行存款，不是你的什么其他的，是你的心，查验我们的，查验人心。
And those that love him,
爱他的人。
And those that give unto the Lord,
甘心乐意
areas of his work,
各方面都愿意尽力给的人。
He finds pleasure in those people.
你知道吗？神对这个心里欢心。
You see, it doesn't have to be much for God to use.
要给神不一定要很多。
They laughed at Sister Teresa when she wanted to build a big orphanage.
当这个很有名的这个修女 Teresa, Mother Teresa 呢，她要去建一个孤儿院的时候。
They said she only had 3 shillings and she's talking about building a big orphanage.
她身上只有三个小钱，谈到她的梦是要建一个孤儿院。
And Sister Teresa said to them, with Sister 3 shillings, that are just Sister Teresa's, I can't do anything.
他说不错，我这个小小的人物，小小的钱不能做什么。
But with God and 3 shillings, there's nothing that Teresa cannot do.
但是呢，如果是从神来的，即使小小的钱呢，在他没有难成的事情。
She gave up her position.
他把自己的啊地位放弃掉了。
She was a principal in a high school and would have been very safe where she was.
他本来是在一个很有保障的一个校长，高中校长的位置上工作。
She gave up her way of life.
他的生命也给了。
She went down to the very poorest and began to work with them and to love with them. And God, it has done marvelous things to what she did.
她去到那最贫穷、最需要的地方，神借着她行奇妙的工作。
There was one man who gives humor, you know, sort of makes fun or teases about those who are in high positions.
有一个人专门在讽刺这些高地位的人的人。
He said, "I've been able to do it to everybody, but Sister Teresa."
他说每一个高位者的人，我都可以拿事情来讽刺，来造笑话。但是呢，这个 Mother Teresa 呢，我可不敢。
He said, "If I would joke about Mother Teresa," he said, "Nobody would have laughed."
即使我以他来开玩笑的话，造笑话的话，别人也都不敢笑，非常的尊敬。
Because there was a woman who gave and gave.And was able to use it, and God used her.
因为这是一位愿意把所有的给出去，然后让神来用的这样的一个啊姊妹。
So this morning there should be joy in our hearts.
今天早上让我们心里存着喜乐。
For the more that we do God's will, the more that we give,
为神越给神
，the more He will give.
他越给你，多给你。
And take care of.
而且呢，他越提供你。
And watch over.
而且会照顾我们。
For as we give, he said, I will give more.
因为他说给的多，他也会回给的多。
I will give, he gives of his love, of his grace, of his protection.
神会给我们恩典，给我们保守，给我们。
He has given me back far more in money than I have ever given.
当神回给我的时候呢，比我以前得到的太多了。
I was a very, very independent person when I was growing up.
我本身是一个很独立的人。
I can remember, I thought about it this morning. I was in Cayman.
当我今天早上在回忆我在 Cayman 这个岛的时候。
And I was sitting in my favorite chair.
我就坐在我很喜欢坐的那个椅子上面。